Good evening and welcome. You're listening to Smooth Vibes 101. We're gonna take it slow and sultry tonight. Pour yourself a glass of indulgence, sit down, and lay back and enjoy the smooth sounds of what we have coming up, rolling in, right? Psych!
Good evening, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, broadcasting live from UBC, located on unceded Musqueam territory. I'm your host, Nina Panini, joined by my special guest, Claire.
Hey.
And this is Deliberate Noise. Happy April Fool's Day, Claire.
Thanks.
That was a great intro.
My specialty.
Your sultry voice is amazing. Happy April Fools. Like most holidays, we don't really know why we celebrate this day. We don't know where it came from.
I have no idea.
And we don't really care.
No.
We just know that it's not really a holiday because we don't get the day off. But it's okay. Here we are, April Fool's Day. May no one put saran wrap on your toilet today. That would suck. Bad prank. All right, we're going to start off with The Beths from Auckland, New Zealand. Here they are with Uptown Girl on CITR.
I wanna You make no, you make no sense. 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 Say you, you, you make no sense at all.
There's an old one that's ESG with You Make No Sense. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. It's Deliberate Noise. Before that was Lo Siento, Es Un Error. Sorry, I don't speak Spanish, but that group is from St. John's, Newfoundland. That's from their album Bruja. They are so good. The Beths, Uptown Girl. Yeah, I guess that's all we played. Hey, Claire.
Hey.
How was your weekend?
Good.
How was your morning?
It was okay.
Okay.
It was good. And then I spilled like sauce all over my shirt when I was eating my lunch.
What kind of sauce?
I don't know. I got a wrap in the nest and I have no idea what the sauce was. It was just all over my shirt.
Mystery wrap, mystery sauce.
Yeah. And then it's a colorful shirt, so it kind of blends in. But pretty embarrassing. It was like, I have like multiple large stains.
Is it embarrassing? I feel like it's kind of no big deal. Like,
that's kind of what I was thinking about. Food on your shirt. I was like, if I run it, which I did run into someone I know. I was like, I don't know what I would think if someone had like a massive stain on their shirt. Like, really, it's not that big a deal.
Yeah. I was talking to Phoenix and she had this white shirt on with soy sauce stain. She mentioned the soy sauce stain, and at first I was like, oh, I can't really tell. And then I looked further, and like, you really could tell. And I was like, but it's fine.
Yeah.
It's like completely fine.
Yeah. What if food stains actually can add to your outfit?
Yeah. I think that's probably going to be on the runways soon. Now, the moment it comes out of your mouth.
And like, really, really obviously food. Like, not just like paint splatter. Like, that's definitely sauce.
How far will they take it, though? Like, a whole banana peel?
That's what I'm interested in, because if you had like texture, like rice pudding texture that was like glued on to a shirt.
Now like, we're just veering into art, cool. straight up. Straight up art. All right, with that, we're going to get into some new dumb, Claire.
New dumb!
I'm really excited. I think this came out today or maybe yesterday, but Dumb released an album like within the past year.
Yeah.
And here they are coming out with a whole new one, 14 whole songs.
Wow.
On this thing.
So productive.
It's called Club Nights. It's going to be out not
the
until.
The album is called Club Nights?
Album's called Club Nights. First single's called Club Nights. And it's not out until June 7th. But.
That's perfect.
Until then, we can have a listen to Club Nights' new one from local favorites, Dumb.
We'll be right back.
Boyfriend by Little Sprout. You can check out Little Sprout playing April 18th at Static Jupiter with Dead Soft, Pet Blessings, and Akita. April 18th, Static Jupiter. Check that out. Before that, Bedwetters Anonymous, Absolute Panic from Are You Experiencing Discomfort? Claire, I want to try a new segment today.
Nice. Yes.
I don't really know what it's called, but here's my working title.
Okay.
Weather segment.
Okay.
Perfect. What should I wear this week based on the forecast?
Yeah, you should call it that every time.
Okay.
The full thing.
Yeah. We should get someone to make a little theme song for that. Anyway, okay, so I've just taken a look at the forecast. For all you listeners out there who are expecting more sunshine, I'm really sorry to say there will be no more.
It's over.
It's basically rain until infinity, forever.
Yeah.
According to the forecast. But fear not, it's still going to be like a good 12 degrees.
Every day is going to be the same.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rain and 12 degrees.
Just like heavy rain. Actually, it might be mild. Somewhere in between rain and showers, I would say. And if you don't know the difference between rain and showers, there is a
huge,
very huge distinction.
Huge difference.
Which I'm not even going
to Vancouver.
I'm not even going to attempt to explain. You have to just go look that up. I'm sorry. So what I recommend wearing this week, let's see. Okay, rain boots.
Okay.
Shorts.
Nice.
You got to have the bare legs.
Oh my God, yes.
Because it is April, remember.
Yeah.
And possibly a life jacket up top.
Yeah.
Just because you're so ready.
And also, like, these days I feel like you just need your core to be warm.
Yeah.
Otherwise you're fine.
Mm-hmm. Life jacket, nothing underneath. Shorts and rain boots. That's my recommendation for the week.
Yeah.
What would you wear? Agree with that, or do you have a different?
I would wear that and
what something on your head, maybe? Some kind of accessory?
No, nothing on your head.
A fishing rod, maybe?
But always have a Werther's in your mouth.
Ooh. The hard ones?
Yeah, and like it clicks around sometimes in your teeth. I love it when people are doing that.
Yes. Okay, beautiful. All right, let's hear a new track from Pow Pig. This is a band that I'm really into. Haven't seen them yet because they're from Ireland, which is very far away. But if
get
they were
on
here,
a plane, Pow Pig,
come here and play. They've got a couple songs out with another band called Junior Brother, and it's on Out on a Strange Brew. So here they are, Pow Pig with Mayday.
3, 2, 1. Woo!
Time.
Black Rabbit with the song Seize the Day. They are from Queens, New York. They'll be playing here Thursday, April 18th at the Wise Hall. Some nice psychedelic rock for you. You're listening to Deliberate Noise on CITR 101.9 FM. Right before that, Wooz with the song Party Without Ya. Shout out to Ben Robertson for letting me know about Wooz. They seem like a really great band to see live.
Yeah.
Me and Claire just looked at this video of them playing live on KEXB. And like the drummer is also the singer.
Yeah.
Which is always so impressive on really its own. Really impressive to see. And then the lead guitarist just like really likes to play with the guitar behind his head. So that looks really intense. Wooz. Check them out. They're from somewhere in England, I believe.
South London.
There you go.
I don't know if that's how South Londoners say
that. Great accent. Another thing you heard was Swim Team Locals off of their new album, V, or maybe Five. We've decided that it's Five, but
I like Five better.
That was the song Brick. Okay, quick little shout out to Mike for calling in.
Mike.
After the weather segment, Mike wanted to mention that it's really good that we're going to be getting some rain because we're kind of in a drought.
Dry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been very sunny, not a lot of rain. And what was it that he suggested we add to the outfit?
The sou'wester.
Sou'wester.
Which is an East Coast kind of fisher's hat, I think. It's got like, it's like a bucket hat with a really wide brim in the back. It's like a mullet version of a bucket hat, basically. We had to look it up, but like, great recommendation.
Yeah, that would look awesome with the life preserver and the rain boots. Yep. Yeah, okay, great. There was something I was going to say. Totally forgot. It's all good. Next, what did I want to mention? Oh, Swim Team is playing a show this Saturday.
Nice.
April 6th. With Blessed, Warm Amps, and Primp, as well as Mascaras. Saturday, April 6th, KW Studios, which is at 111 West Hastings. That looks like a good show. Check that one out. Okay, Claire, it's time for the toilet seat cover.
Nice.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, so Kerner's Pub.
Yes.
Is somewhere I had previously never been until this past Saturday. I know. Gone to UBC for how many years? Never been to Kerner's
Pub.
We
should go there one time for food. They make nice food. Okay,
no.
Fine. Fine, whatever.
No, and
forget
I'll tell
I
you
said anything.
One reason why I didn't like the bathroom.
Uh-oh.
I just don't know what they were going for. At first, it's kind of like the Biltmore bathroom, so it's very dark, and typically one out of the only three stalls is out of order. Mm-hmm. I was like, this is classic. Yeah, it's just really small, kind of dank, really, really dark. But they had these weirdly elegant little, like, rock dishes underneath the soap dispensers.
That are made of rock.
It was, like, a little dish with little pebbles in it.
Oh.
To, like, catch the soap
that's
drippies.
That's so funny.
Which I didn't really understand, but someone else told me that's, like, a really classy thing, apparently. Like, you only see that in, like, really high-end bathrooms. So it's like, what are you even going for, Kerner's Pub? No idea. I wonder if they were also in the guys' bathroom.
They weren't.
Okay. Oh, because you went to the guys' bathroom, didn't
you?
Yeah.
The line was too long for the girls, and I think that just all bathrooms should be gender neutral. And so I just went to the guys', and there were already, like, three girls in there in line, but there was no rock dishes under the soap things.
Damn. Sad. Yeah, that was for me the best part of the bathroom. And also
the fact that good part.
Well, I have really cold hands, so sometimes I kind of shamefully like just wash my hands for a really long time in hot water to warm them up.
Yeah.
Waste a bit of water.
I
appreciated that the water actually went really, really hot. So
yeah.
I got some of that. But yeah, Kerner's Pub, not dig in the bathroom.
Okay.
They
not
could
worth
use
the walk.
No. 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 No, 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 no. Okay, we're going to move on. I'm trying to remember if it smelled bad in there, too. No, I don't think it did. No, no hate, Kerner's Pub.
Yeah, we still like you, but we're probably not going to come back.
Okay, cover for today is a band called The Plastics, And someone, I don't remember their name, someone called in a few weeks ago and actually recommended The Plastics to us. Because I was playing a different band from Japan.
Yeah.
And this person was like, hey, check out The Plastics. They're from Japan too and you would love them. And I really do. And they have this cover of a Monkees song, Last Train to Clarksville. I don't really know who the Monkees are because I'm...
Where's Clarksville?
Kind of young and I don't know where Clarksville is. But I like this rendition of this song. So let's have a listen. The Plastics, Last Train to Clarksville.
We all know that the word jazz means many different things to many different people, so check out the real deal on The Jazz Show at CITR 101.9 FM or CITR.ca for live streaming. Yours truly, Gavin Walker, is your host, and I guarantee the straight goods of 3 hours of jazz at its finest. So come on by and give your ears a musical workout, 9 p.m. Mondays. Don't miss it.
Emergy Concerts presents Philly-based indie rock band Hopalong with guest Summer Campbells, live in Vancouver. Catch them at the Biltmore Cabaret on April 7th. Tickets are moving fast, so grab yours at eventbrite.com or Red Cat Records.
Ever heard of Pitch Perfect? UBC Acapella can sing on harmony in Q. Made up of 100 members across four choirs, the student-led club regularly performs on and off campus. Check out UBC Acapella on Facebook for more information regarding their Aca Amazing end-of-term concerts.
To Lose by All Things Blue, playing this Thursday, an all ages show.
Nice.
At Static Jupiter. That
Which
sounds like
love.
A good one. Yeah.
I think I'll go.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Who else is playing that one?
Cantaloupe Lounge is the opener.
Ooh.
They're really good.
They're very good.
And who's the other opener? I don't know.
Probably another local
another
band.
Another local band, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, my mom sent me an email.
Oh my God.
And the subject line is protesting with your butt, or is that Butts? I think she's referring to Gerald Butts, but I don't know why, because she just sent me a link to a Twitter account for the Extinction Rebellion, which is a nonviolent direct action and civil disobedience for action on the 6th mass extinction, and they just protested the House of Commons in London naked, hence the butts.
Yeah, like a bunch of people just go to the House of Commons
naked
and are naked,
naked,
and they just like stood there.
Yeah, strip off. They stripped off. Call attention to the elephant in the room. I think it's a Twitter account worth checking out, and a cause that I support.
What's the Twitter account again?
My butt. It's at Extinction R.
Extinction R.
Yeah.
Got it.
They already have 12,000 followers.
Why are butts so funny? Okay. My friend Charlotte just became a nurse, and so sometimes she has to like look at people's buttholes.
Yeah.
And I asked her like,
do you ever laugh?
No, first I asked her, do you ever laugh? She was like, no. And then I was like, well, does that mean that like butts are getting less funny? Like, are you just getting accustomed to butts and like it's not funny anymore? And she was like, no, it's still funny. Okay, what was I going to say? Oh, yes. So speaking of emails, I just want to put it out there that we have an email account. If anyone ever has comments or recommendations or complaints, please, please, none of that, please.
Feedback. But, no.
And just anything you want to just tell us what you're doing. I don't know.
Yeah.
Just nothing. Don't get creepy. But ninapanini1234@gmail.com is the email. We'd love to hear what you've got to say.
Yeah.
Anything to do with the show. Or local bands or any shows you want to recommend or anything like that, send us an email, ninapanini1234@gmail.com. We also love when you call in.
Yeah.
Really makes our day.
It's fun.
And if you ever are wondering what we've been playing, you want to check out the track list or just re-listen to an episode that you missed, you can find the podcast on CITR.ca or also on iTunes, Deliberate Noise. All right. That is our little self-promo. Next up, I just want to mention a show that's happening at the Toast Collective. It's also a fundraiser for the Toast. And so many bands are playing. One of them is called What. Here is from their demo. Kind of crappy quality, but that's okay. It's called Waits for Me by What.
Thank you. real sick.
That's a group called Pantayo. They describe themselves as an all-women lo-fi R&B gong punk collective based in Toronto.
Love it.
Amazing. They're playing here April 27th at the Annex. Check that one out. All right, we're at the end of the hour now.
Aww.
Yeah, real sad. Next up is records management, so definitely stay tuned for that. Thank you for listening to Deliberate Noise. We're going to end off with something sent in. All the way from Australia.
Whoa.
Bud Chalmers. Thank you for the email. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Bud.
It's from, they've got this band called Sunrise Beach, have an EP coming out very soon called Tidal Romance. Gotta say, Claire, not my thing, but maybe it's someone's thing.
Yeah.
I won't always play these, but you caught me on a good day, Bud. So here you go. I'll play this for you. Tidal Romance, the first single from Sunrise Beach.
Bye.
See you later. Enjoy the rain, everybody.
Lost in the flavor, down hyacinth way. Oblique charisma. Confetti day, faded vermilion, a twilight souffle, a vancular fence post, Edwardian grey. Now and then, like treasure spread across my table, leaves of gold from the page of ancient fable. And tidal romances surprise me, the touch of your hand oh so lightly, the shape of the night.